Hi there. It is week 25 of 52 weeks of inspiration for 2025. I read something recently that caught my attention because it reminds me a little bit of me. Salt is so humble that when something goes wrong, it takes the blame. And when everything goes right, it doesn't take credit. I've recently realized through my own healing journey and self-discovery that this is something that stems from my childhood. It stems from always people-pleasing and always thinking that I have to make everyone else around me happy first and foremost. And never fighting back, not ever. Think about being with my ex-husband for 14 years and never one time calling the police and continually berating and shaming myself, believing that in some way I must have caused this or I must have done something wrong. I would love to say that that came from a lot of the brainwashing that happened in that marriage, but the truth is those things started to happen even in my childhood. We lived and I grew up in a very controlling, abusive environment, an environment that didn't allow us to think for ourselves, that didn't allow us to never be right. We were always wrong, and when things were bad, we were to blame. And so therefore you carry that weight on your shoulders and you continue to be the first one to want to say, I'm bad, I'm wrong, and I'm to blame. And then when things go right, you're just like, no, don't applaud me. Don't look at me. Don't shine on me. And that stuff comes from how we were raised. Now, knowing that, that's also how my mother was raised. She was someone who never wanted to be seen. She was tall and she grew fast and she developed early and she was bullied and picked on by her peers. She was someone who lived her life always wanting to hide into the shadows. Her mother was sexually abused as a young girl. She was always hiding in the shadows. This shadow of always wanting to do right by everyone, always wanting to blame ourselves, always wanting to be the bad guys. This has been generational, passed on from one woman to another throughout our family. Just now at 53 years old, am I getting to the point where I'm like, wait a second, maybe I wasn't in the wrong. Maybe I didn't do anything wrong. And maybe if I did, I need to take accountability for those things. But maybe it's not everything. Maybe it's okay to have a voice. Maybe it's okay to speak my truth and stand my ground. In 2025, we see a lot more women doing this. One woman in particular is Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, someone who obviously lived a very challenging past, and maybe now looking back made choices that she regrets, and continually people try and berate her for this. How dare thou, how thou shall not, all of those things. And yet she stands her ground, speaks her truth, and really tries to set into who she is as a woman and as a person. And we're seeing more and more women do this now. And so I guess what my inspirational messages to you, men or women, is before you ask yourself if you're to blame and before you hide in the shadows when people want to give you credit for something, step up and question your own self. Did I do something wrong? Is there something here I need to take accountability for? Don't worry about if they like you or not. That's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you like yourself. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.